All right, David, are you still online?
Yes, I am, George. How are you this evening?
All right, very good. All right, well, welcome back to the second hour of Sedona Dreams. This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry, and we have our very special guest, David John Oates. David is the discoverer of the voice of the unconscious mind with the technology known as reverse speech technology. And I was just looking at David's website the other day and noticed a new product that I had not seen before. It's been there a few months, so it's relatively new. And this is a whole series of metal walks. And David, could you explain to our listening audience exactly what a metal walk is? We went into that a little bit in one of the previous shows, but here you have a whole treasure trove of different metal walks. What are they?
Well, a metal walk, very simply, is a journey through the unconscious. It's actually comprised of two words, metaphor and walkabout. Of course, walkabout is the spiritual journey the Aboriginals take part in the Australian outback. And of course, so a metal walk is a spiritual journey through the metaphors of the unconscious. So essentially what it is, it's essentially a guided visualization journey where you see various pictures and images. And these pictures and images are standard metaphors that exist in the unconscious mind. And a meta walk is a journey through the metaphors of the unconscious. And what the metaphor series on my product site is designed to do is it takes you through some of the major metaphors of the unconscious, so tweaking them, and it also works on some negative metaphors that is common to various people. And so it's a generic journey through the metaphors and archetypes of the unconscious. That's what the product on the website is. It's the 14 meta walks all together. So it takes you through 14 of the main metaphorical and archetypal journeys, and it's designed to restructure and reprogram your unconscious mind and gearing you up for success. So that's the purpose of it.
All right. And those of you who might be tuning in for the first time, David has discovered the technology to unlock the secrets of the unconscious mind for the first time scientifically, not just like a psychologist or psychiatrist might do by throwing spaghetti against the wall and hoping something sticks. The unconscious mind has a very specific language, and the unconscious mind thinks in metaphors. David has validated the archetypes that were written about by Jung, and taken the whole study to a much, much higher level, not only with the Jungian archetypes, but far beyond that. And that's what we're discussing with these metal walks. They are a universal language, and this is incredibly exciting to me, because for the first time we have a methodology to discover the inner workings of the unconscious mind, and to rewire the unconscious if there are blocks or things that need to be improved upon, or things that destructive tendencies or whatever, by rewiring the unconscious mind through knowing exactly what these metaphors are. David has accomplished sometimes in a very short time what a psychiatrist might never accomplish, except the psychiatrist might be getting very wealthy and then making a drug company even wealthier by having a patient come back again and again and again and again, running up a huge bill, not really addressing the core of the problem, but getting fat revenue streams to that psychiatrist and his benefactor, the ubiquitous drug company. So again, this is why reverse speech has met, one of the reasons reverse speech has met with opposition, to the powers that from the powers that be. It just works too well, David.
Yeah, that's true. It works. It works incredibly well. It's a magical process, and I see people's entire lives change going through a round of metaphor restructuring, and that's one of the reasons why I bought out the new product you're talking about, the series of metaphor journeys. It's been up on my site for about 3 or 4 months, I think. It's a simplified version of the. Of the extended meta walks that I take my clients on.
All right, and for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, David's website is reversespeech.com. That's reversespeech, reversespeech.com. And there you can see not only the meta walks that we're talking about now, but also the many, many reversals. The unconscious mind will always tell the truth, and the unconscious mind cannot lie, and the unconscious mind thinks in metaphors. All of examples of all of that, not just a few examples, but many, many examples, are on David's website, along with the information on how you can sign up for David's classes that he teaches in reverse speech. There is a crying need for reverse speech practitioners right now, because there are fewer than 50 of them, much fewer than 50 of them in the world. And we've got this exciting breakthrough with, for the first time, understanding the precise nature of the unconscious. David.
Yeah, exactly right. Actually, when you say 50, that's a very generous figure. There's fewer than a half a dozen in the world. Who are actually certified to go the whole way to do meta walk. So it's a very specialized field. Very few practitioners in the world, and of course I'm hoping to get more and more as I train more and more students.
Well, again, this language is. I was just going back over an extraordinary recording that I made a while back, and. Through an incredible sequence of events, which one could not duplicate. I believe I have the documentary proof of the existence of the collective unconscious, and that will be an article I'll be submitting to David and then posting on the website later on with the reversals, which I believe document the existence of the collective unconscious. And again, this sequence of events would be difficult or almost impossible to have replicated. I say have replicated because we certainly could not replicate them. But to have things happen in the sequence that they did would be almost impossible. So, but again, there it is. And I was just scanning back through, and it seems as if. Now, I believe I always had pretty good ears, but it seems now that I'm hearing so much more than than I did, not just at first, but after practicing a while. I'm hearing a lot more now. So I didn't even section the recording. I was just scanning it just to see if there was something that I'd missed, and I could just hear amongst the gibberish a reversal, for example, I heard on this particular recording as I was going back through it a couple of days ago. I heard Surf the Sun. And Surf the Sun was there just as plain as day, jumping out from the gibberish. And we see these metaphors over and over again. And we see the same language. It's a universal language. So, for example, David, could you explain what that means to surf the sun?
Ah, yes. Well, sun is a common metaphor in reverse speech. It's our life force. It's our energy. Surf is also a common metaphor. I'll hear it practically every tape I do. Surf means to flow with life and flow to the ebb and flow and movement of life. So surf with the sun means to flow with the life-giving energy that is inside of you, to tap into that energy and flow with it. So it's a wonderful reversal. Yes, yes.
Well, this was what I was saying to the other individual who I was recording. So he was talking about his tough times and, you know, so forth. And so I was sending him some good vibes with the and some good unconscious external, a good unconscious external command reversal. So there you have two metaphors in three words, and they're both.
Yeah.
You can see the definition of these metaphors, that they're not random, because David's been doing this for three decades plus now. You can see they're not random, because I could hear that a couple of days ago, but then I could look at the metaphor dictionary that David has written, which has been a while now, and I can look up both of those metaphors in that,
right.
And there they are. So again, you can prove very easily that these are not random metaphor images or metaphor language. It's right there in the metaphor dictionary. It's been encountered in David's right. research over and over.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I had someone email me this week, asked me about the metaphor dictionary, and said, how did you get the meanings for the metaphors? Was it through divine revelation? I replied and said, I laughed and said, no, I can assure you it's not through divine revelation. It's been through context, through seeing the same metaphors appear in the same context time and time again. You start to get a good feeling for what they mean. And one of the things about reverse speech is it's complementary. And by complementary, I mean the forward and the reverse relate to each other. So when you're looking at all these metaphors, when they appear in the same context in reverse time and time again, you can take a pretty good bet that that's what the metaphor means. And so then it gets added to my dictionary, and if I find more references, then I'll update the meaning.
And again, this is an ongoing journey and ongoing discovery, because there is an incredible field here that is people are looking, well, there are too many, they're looking for jobs, there are too many of this and too many of that, and this field is flooded with, you know, with a surplus. Well, that's not the case with reverse speech, because there is a paucity of individuals for study of reverse speech. And again, it's just too powerful. It does too much good, and it reveals too much that the powers that be, as David can attest from revealing some of the reversals around the time of Desert Storm, it reveals many things that some people in high places don't want the public to know about. So it's there. It is a field that has enormous potential, and it's a field that there, instead of having too many people that have studied the field and can work in the field, there are not enough people.
Right. No. Oh, yeah. We certainly need people of that. There is no doubt. Yeah. We need a lot of people to get involved in the field. So. Hopefully I'll be doing an online course in the next few months. I'll advertise that on my website, and hopefully we can get a few people to take that. So.
And again, for the details of that, David will post that on his website when he finalizes the next beginning, intermediate, etc. Classes. It'll be posted on his website. And in the meantime, I would urge all the listeners to check the website out, because you've got hundreds of examples or reversals. Not only that, you have the books that David has written about the subject, and you also have, for example, the incredible software which enables you to listen for and then to isolate and zero in on reversals and then play them at different speeds. So all of that is on the website, and it's just an incredible tool when you can use that software to actually listen to that which has been recorded, play it in reverse, not alter it in any way, but just play it in reverse. And as you train your, as David trains you on how and what to look for, and as you practice, you'll be able to pick out those reversals with greater ease amongst the gibberish. And that is the voice of the unconscious mind, which cannot lie, speaking. And so you can imagine the potential applications, whether it's in relationships or business. The unconscious mind can actually predict if a business will fail or succeed, or if a business partner might be somebody you'd want to do business with or not. It'll come out in the reversals, because if the reversals are congruent, then that individual is sincere. If they're not, that individual has ulterior motives. So all of that is possible with the application of reverse speech technology. David.
Oh, well, I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. Like I've said for 30 years, I've been public reverse speech since 87. So I've been public for 14 years, but I've been doing it since 83. So I've been doing it for 30 years. But like I've been saying, since I've been public, it's a direct access into the unconscious. It's a pathway for truth. If someone is lying forward, you'll in all likelihood get the truth in reverse. So it reveals our real thoughts and our real feelings at the deepest level. It reveals, as we've discussed today, the metaphorical structures that create us and make us who we are, literally the blueprints of the unconscious. And the MetaWalk journey that's on my website, that you can access by going to the product pages, is a journey through these metaphorical and archetypal images of the unconscious mind. So it's a wonderful way of getting started and dipping your feet and trying it out.
Well, again, these metaphors and archetypical images that David's talking about, that's the product of 30 plus years of research, and it's all available for a lot less than it would cost to go to a psychiatrist, probably. And the other thing is, it actually doesn't involve drugs. And the other thing is, it works. So, you know, if we were to look at some of the obstacles that David has been through, and he has persisted despite you can see, once you will go into this, and you know the programs that we'll have on this incredibly interesting, fascinating topic of reverse speech. But David has he's been from A to Z. If there were any way that don't want this truth, this technology, to become better known, if there's anything that they haven't tried, I'd like to know about it, because they've tried they've tried just about everything. So David has been a trooper, and he's persisted in telling the truth. And even when he had opportunities to enjoy large lucrative amounts of income from large audience talk shows, rather than compromise his standards, he chose to stick to the truth and gave them some feedback that they didn't like, because they didn't particularly like the truth. Whether it involves not accepting large streams of revenues and then just fudging or fibbing or not, you know, revealing what was there, arson in his in his home in an attempt to and a break in into his office in an attempt to halt the dissemination of knowledge about reverse speech. You name it, David has been through it. So again, this is being brought to you with keep that in mind, because those who play ball with Big Pharma, for example, are richly rewarded, or we could go on and on. But anyway, the fact that the powers that be have gone to such extraordinary lengths, they are actually admitting that there must be something to it. Because, you know, if I were to say the moon is made of green cheese, then people would just laugh. But the fact that they've gone to such lengths to try to stop David is testimony in and of itself that he's got something, David.
Yeah, well, that's true. If there's no fire, the firemen don't come, do they?
Yeah.
So there is certainly something to reverse speech, and it's very threatening. I was actually surprised. I wasn't expecting that when I went public with reverse speech. I thought everyone would embrace it, and I thought everyone wanted the truth. But it doesn't appear to be that way. And I've faced incredible opposition over the years for bringing the truth out with reverse speech. And you know, if people say they want the truth, but what they really mean is I want you to validate my own personal belief systems.
Yeah.
You know, and if the reversals don't come back and validate what you personally believe, then some people get pretty upset. Sad to that. We construct our reality of the world and our self-image based on certain preconceived notions we create and manifest about ourselves, and we judge ourselves against those standards we set. And then reverse speech comes in and says, hey, listen, those standards are on a rocky foundation. And I've had house fires and office break-ins and computer hackings and lawsuits, and the list goes on and on and on and on. It's been one hell of a ride.
This again, I'd like to call the listener's attention to the notorious Wikipedia article, which is, again, if my belief is, you know, John Hancock signed his name boldly to the Constitution. If someone is writing things like reverse speech is a pseudoscience, then for goodness sakes, sign your name boldly to the article. And whoever the author of that Wikipedia article is, and this is a dictionary of sorts, the Wikipedia, where people are supposed to go to get as neutral reporting both sides or all sides of an issue as is humanly possible, because everybody has a certain way of looking at things. So, you know, it's almost impossible to be 100% objective, but to at least present both sides of an issue. Well, this Wikipedia article makes no such attempt. It's an absolute smear. It's disgraceful. It's a smear article. And I would like to publicly invite the author of the Wikipedia article to come on to my talk show. And let's, for once, I mean, you can be, you can bring out your sources and your point of view. And we'll have a point counterpoint with David if you are going to do that, then we can actually have both sides of the issue presented. And again, I'm not going to hold my breath, but I would invite the author, whoever you might be, sir, I would invite you onto my show. So again, talking about the Constitution, the Sixth Amendment, you have a right to confront your accuser and cross-examine him. And so I see no such courtesy extended by the author of that so-called article, which it really is not. It's not an article that should be considered a a neutral article by any means, where at least I might have this personal opinion, but I'm going to present both sides of the issue. This is a disgraceful smear, and it's high time it was called such on the air. And like I say, if you'd care to come on my show, we'll be happy to hear your side, but at least we're going to present both sides on this show.
Well, I wish you luck. I'm sure he won't come on the air. I'll be very surprised if he does. No. But yeah, it's a shocking article. It makes sweeping statements with no references to back it up or anything. Like, for example, it says there's a fear that reverse speech is dangerous. We'll let innocent people be convicted of a crime. Well, okay, for a start, where did he get that from? Reverse speech has never been used in a court of law. It's not going to be. It's like the lie detector. Lie detector isn't meant in the court of law.
Well, it's even more absurd. We're going into a break here in about 2 seconds, but we'll talk about this right after the break.
Yeah, all right, okay.
More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music, art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's truly global TV station. Enigma TV.com. Intelligent television.
Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, with the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and much, much more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. And don't forget to look for the deal of the day. Unique and affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. And get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, food independence, and self-reliance, visit MyPatriotSupply.com. So before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Michael from Colorado, and at 68 years, I was feeling the sand run out of that hourglass. I understand that I create my own reality, but I wanted a jumpstart. Along comes RNA drops. Okay, I'll bite. Ascension by default. Right. So 4 months down the line, I find my genital herpes, the gift that keeps on giving, isn't showing up. I guess I didn't want it anymore. Now I'm getting out of bed without the joint pain. With my own non-physical. Find out what RNA drops will do for you. For a free mini bottle and pay only shipping, go to michaelsrnadrops.com. That's michaelsrnadrops.com.
All right, this is George Whitehurst Berry with our new show, Sedona Dreams, and we're back with our very special guest, David John Oates, the discoverer of reverse speech. And we were talking as we went into the break about the notorious Wikipedia article. Again, it's utterly insane, in my opinion, to take things as far out of context as this article does. This notorious Wikipedia article, you have had in police work. I talked to a dowser in Sedona, Arizona a while back, and I was wanting to meet with him to do some research on the metaphors generated by a dowser in a dowsing state. And he said, well, I can't do this right now because I'm working on a missing persons case. So here are the authorities consulting a dowser about a missing person. Okay, now you've got that in police work. The police routinely use psychics. There was a TV series about it a while back called Medium. They consulted this woman, you know. So here, it's utterly insane for somebody to contend that that the police wouldn't be interested or would never use something. And so again, why doesn't this author, quote unquote, why doesn't he say that dowsing is a pseudoscience or psychics are a pseudoscience? He would look pretty silly. So what is he saying? Is he implying that dowsing and psychics are not a pseudoscience, but on the other hand, reverse speech is? I mean, once you start to analyze the idiotic nature of the article, it just breaks down very, very quickly. So one of the most fascinating shows that David did on the other network was, and you can, listeners, judge for yourself if you think that reverse speech might not have any applications in police work, or never would have, or never should be, or never could be used in police work. I want you to judge for yourself with David's analysis, reverse speech analysis, of the JonBenet Ramsey case, which is what's going to happen is, those of you who are new listeners, for the first time, you'll have the JonBenet Ramsey case solved with the use of reverse speech. So maybe not in a court of law yet, but just imagine if the detectives working on the JonBenet Ramsey case had the technology of reverse speech. David.
Yeah, well, let's play some of those reverses on the Ramsey case. Here is the mother responding to a claim that someone they knew did the crime, and she says, "I don't think we've ever knowingly met anyone who could be that vicious." Here we go.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And she says in reverse, "I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one."
So she's saying, "I am the only one who could be that vicious." And here she says, "Well, look, we believe that there's at least two people out there who know who committed the crime." Here we go.
"We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in."
In fact, when she tells us who that person is, and she simply says, "I'm that person."
One if there is.
Pretty clear.
One if there is.
And one of the most damning runs is this one here. Here we go.
"Your Honor, it was the day after Christmas, and we were going to go visiting."
And this one says, "I struck her head." Here we go.
That's her head.
There it is. And if you go to my website, there's a whole section on the Ramseys where I've probably got over 50, probably 100 odd reversals on the whole Ramsey case that I think describes fairly well what happened. So yes, its uses in law enforcement are really very exciting. It goes far beyond the lie detector. It will give us more than an indication whether someone is lying or telling the truth. It will use their own words to convict them, and in many cases to find the evidence needed that the police need to charge them. So applications are just exciting, to say the least. Yeah.
Well, now the new listeners probably and especially those tuning in for the first time might never have heard the Scott Peterson reversal. Yes. So that's another example of, you know, we don't want to have innocent people put to death on death row, but after you hear this reversal, you will have no doubt that Scott Peterson is guilty.
Well, here he's being interviewed by a reporter. Reporter says, "Did you murder your wife?" And he replies and says, "No, no, I did not."
"Did you murder your wife?"
"No, no, I did not."
Backwards, he says, "Neck, I hit hard."
"Neck, I hit hard."
"Neck, I hit hard."
And again.
"Neck, I hit hard."
So while he's denying the crime, in his mind, he's flashing back and remembering how he did it. He hit her hard on the back of the neck. Now, when they found his wife's body, she'd been decapitated. So, and they never did find the head. So, pretty damning evidence. And once again, there's a whole page on Scott Peterson on my website too that goes through it in great detail. Yeah. And that site is reversespeech.com. reversespeech.com. Yeah. And there's thousands of reversals on that website, so you'll have a whole lot of fun going through it and listening to them all. Yeah.
All right. Now, again, these are just some of the potential applications. You can imagine the numerous other applications for reverse speech. So David has either entered into or had clients enter into businesses, etc., knowing it's amazing the unconscious mind can actually predict the success of a future venture. Is it going to be successful or not? Or alternatively, if someone's reversal is incongruent with his or her forward speech, and he seems like a nice guy, you know, in his forward speech, but then his reversal says something to the contrary, then you might not want to sign a contract with that individual. So this has many, many business applications as well.
Oh, sure. Point of fact, over 70% of my clients are for financial or business reasons. We all have a block to making money, otherwise we'd all be millionaires. that's one of the things I do my best work on is removing money blocks. I do great work with that, and like I say, 70% of my clientele is for that particular reason. And working with a corporation now on all their sales team, and we are fully expecting the bottom line to increase quite dramatically once they all go through the process. They've only just started it off, so that's a good little project that I've got going on right now, and seeing if we can change the sales figures of a sales organization. I'm sure we can. The owners of the company are pretty convinced, and otherwise they wouldn't be outlaying the money to put their salesmen through it. So I think we'll find some great success with that as well. There we go.
Could you give our listeners an example of the unconscious mind actually predicting the success, the future success of a venture, or the contrary?
Okay, well, here's one that predicts a future success. This is an Australian businessman talking about opening up in America.
Yeah, in Australia, we're charging $1,500 for 3 days. Over there, it'd be $1,500 US for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So that is exciting for me.
Right.
I've got some contacts over there, and that's really where I'd like to go. And that's what I'd like to do. And I think... Photography will be the vehicle, but education is going to be the product.
And here he says, "Start off with it; it will be profit."
Start off with it; it will be profit.
Start off with it; it will be profit.
And again.
Start off with it; it will be profit.
So there you go. That's a classic example of reverse speech predicting a success in a business. Here's one that looks at poverty consciousness.
We have one-off live presentations that we need for speaking.
liaising with students, so helping them out. Obviously, it's going to be 15 to 30 students a month, so I don't want to explode it when my time's not sapped.
Okay, so he's talking about his business and getting new students in, and he says, I'm in the poorhouse, the rich do avail. There we go.
I'm in the poorhouse, and the rich don't avail.
There we go.
I'm in the poorhouse, and the rich don't avail.
And again.
I'm in the poorhouse, and the rich don't avail.
So he's recognizing himself as having poverty consciousness. I'm in the poorhouse, and if you're rich, you're going to succeed or have success. So he's running a poverty consciousness, and so that's a classic example of a business venture that will not succeed. And there's a couple others. I just can't play them on the air because they use bad language. So there you go. So. And the ones I can't play the other one on the air. Sorry.
some of those reversals are, well, again, the unconscious mind will speak the truth, and you have references to you have these different metaphors, and you have references to things like sex, which is not in the reverse speech is not just the physical sex. It has to do with power, and again, it is itself a metaphor. These are the kinds of subject matter that you'll encounter time and time again in reverse speech. And David has, through his 30 years of study, he has categorized that, and again, this is a very powerful tool. So, David?
Yeah, well, here's a classic example of sex being used in a business context. So, here's a businessman. Let's run it forward.
Okay, so anyway, that was the first thing, David, is just a rough gauge on volume. So, we know before we start the full-on marketing how aggressive to go, you know?
Right.
So,
and this reversal says, our sex in the bed is powerful. And again. Do you hear that one okay there, George?
Yep.
So he's saying there's good, strong energy between us. And you may have heard the saying, let's get into bed together, which means let's go into business, okay? Or let's sign this contract. And so here we see it in reverse speech. And he's not saying, you know, we're going to go to bed and have sex. Saying that the energy between us is strong as we join forces in this business venture that we are embarking upon.
In forward speech, it's we speak in forward speech much more literally, but in reverse, the unconscious mind thinks in metaphors, and the unconscious mind, because it thinks in metaphors, can make connections many times instantaneously that we might miss or never put together consciously. That's why another reason why the study of reverse speech is so powerful, because now with the incredible ability of the unconscious to make connections, to see things that we can't see consciously, we can bring that to the attention of the conscious mind.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right. Yep, and that's one of the great magical powers and wonders of reverse speech. It is the most direct way I know of for accessing the unconscious mind. Here, talking about sex, here's a funny reversal. This is sex, not as a metaphor, but straight forward. This is Paula Jones, the woman who claimed that Bill Clinton had asked her for oral sex. And she's talking about, she thinks she posed in Playboy. So here we go.
It was an adventure. It was something I usually don't do, but I don't think that they're not vulgar pictures. They're not disgusting pictures. I think they're very tasteful, and it was an adventure. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
And here she says, give me sex.
Give me sex. Give me sex. Give me sex.
So there we go. That's a straightforward reference. It was Paula Jones talking about her photo shoot in Playboy magazine. So. And there we go. There's a funny one. Yeah. All right. Okay, so let's Let's see if I can find some more reversals. I think I've got some quite powerful sexual metaphors, actually. And seeing the conversations come up, I'll see if I can put my hands on them quickly, and they really illustrate some real powerful stuff. I'm looking at them all, and wow.
All right. All right.
I can't play them on the air, my gosh. Here's a funny one on me, talking about sexual reversals. Here we go.
You wouldn't get reversals, you don't tell people, and they wouldn't be able to deal with it.
I just said there's certain reversals you don't tell people about because they wouldn't be able to deal with them. And here you say, remember when they're sexual. Oops, hang on, my program.
Remember when they're sexual.
You hear that one okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just I'm just looking at this folder on sexual reversals and I can't play them on the air. So, folks, come along to one of my lectures or training classes if you want to hear some great sexual reversals. I can play this one on the air. What's her name again? Kathleen Willey. He claimed that Bill Clinton made a pass at her.
And when I got home that afternoon, there was a phone call from Nancy Hernreich asking me if I would come up and meet with her, that the president had an interest in my working someplace else other than correspondence.
And here she says, the brothel and the power. And she's just commenting on the brothel of the White House with all the sex scandals that were floating around during Bill Clinton's presidency. So there, that's a fairly standard standard reversal. Here we have an interesting one. This is a woman talking about her love life.
I get this, like when I met Michael, I was immediately attracted to him and I wanted him and I still want him, not as strongly, and I won't go there over to his house or anything. I know how bad it is, but there's this pull for the bad guys.
And here she says, I want a man.
I want a man.
Very clear reversal. And it gives you some ideas.
Here's an example. We can just go right to David's metaphor dictionary, and here is sex. And again, not just physical. In many cases, in reverse speech, it refers to something that is metaphoric in nature. So here's the definition. Sex, what makes it all work, any form of high energy that can be inspiring and invigorating. Any form of high energy that can be inspiring and invigorating. So when you hear that reversal, which involves sex, sometimes it could be physical, as David has played several examples on. But then again, sometimes it could be a metaphor for any form of high energy that can be inspiring and invigorating, like the one he played about sex in the bed, which was not a literal reversal at all, but as it was a metaphoric reversal.
Right. Yeah. And the whole theme of sexual reversals is very, very common in reverse speech. I'll find them frequently. You know, not every tape, but almost every tape, you'll get some reference to sexual energy. It's a very, very powerful primal energy that exists inside of all of us and is responsible for many of our acts and decisions and things that we do in life. And many times a lot of my trance works are trying to sort out people's sexual energy and stabilize it down. It's scattered and erratic. And, so there we go. That's certainly a large part of my work I'm doing in my working with clients is working with sexual energy and shifting it around. Very, very common theme in reverse speech.
Some listeners might be tuning in for the first time. So let's just, and this is good review for those of you who have listened to our first couple of shows as well, to detect a reversal or to hear a reversal, one is simply playing a recording backwards, not altering it anyway, but just playing it backwards and periodically amongst the gibberish will jump out this reversal, and then it goes back into gibberish. So what is a typical reversal? And it could be long or short, but how do you determine the reversal amongst the gibberish?
Right. Well, there's several ways of doing it. One of the most common ways is to check for the change of tonality. Genuine speech reversals have a very specific tone or signature. And as you're running the tapes in reverse, one of the things you'll notice is a sudden shift in tonality. And that's your first clue that there is a reversal there. And so you zero in on that. And then there's actually seven checkpoints that I've developed that new students have to follow to find reversals. It's got to be grammatically correct. It's all the syllables have got to be there. The consonant and vowel sounds must be clear and precise. Beginnings of endings of words must be clearly defined, and so there's several criteria that reversal must meet before it can be documented, and I teach all these criteria in class. So we're looking for shift in tonality. Also, there's often a gap in the gibberish before reversal occurs and a gap after, and so we're looking for those pauses and the gaps in speech. But I normally go for the shift in tonality. That's what I'm looking for. And then when I hear that, I'll zero in on the reversal.
Well,
and,
now, this, again, there was a tremendous example of that, and the shift in tonality is in the reversal itself is sometimes very, very dramatic. And it never ceases to amaze me, because I can hear some of my own reversals, and the tonality in reverse is, you know, I might be speaking much more rapidly, maybe in a different pitch. But you had a very dramatic example the other show that we did, where your own reversal, "My Soul Feel the Pain," and you could hear the agony in the tone of voice in that reversal. But the reversal was completely different tone from the forward.
Oh yeah, that one's a real tear jerker, that one. You can certainly hear emotions in reverse speech. You can hear emotions in reversal: anger, sadness, depression. It's all transferred to the reversal. And of course, that example I played at the end of the last show is a classic example of that. That was a real tear jerker, and really. Really shows, well, actually, reverse speech tapping into the area of the soul, and we haven't done that yet. We will talk about that.
We've got about 3 minutes left, and let's just briefly, there are a lot of new listeners, and briefly talk about the different products on your website for people to get started.
Well, probably the best way to get started is to get the home study course. And that's a 6-hour audio program that covers the basics of reverse speech, teaching you how to find reversals and how to interpret them. It's just the first introductory steps, but that's a very good way to get started. Of course, you're going to need the reverse speech software. That's been specifically designed for reverse speech. It does transcripts, preparations, and bookmarks, and zoom in, and auto dumps. It's a complete recording studio with all the bells and whistles. So it's a wonderful, wonderful, amazing program that you can do.
Again, let's explain what you mentioned multi dumps. And again, once you've isolated a reversal, you can dump it as an MP3, for example, or dump it as wave.
Right. Well, you hear how I play my reversals on the show. I play the forwards first, and then the reversal at 3 speeds. Well, this program will do that for you. it'll isolate the forwards and then automatically dump the reversals at those 3 speeds, which saves a lot of work, I can tell you.
It's a quantum leap over the good old days of tape recorders.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So we've got everything that you need to get started. So just go to the website. There's also all my books are up there. You may find them interesting readings. And it goes into the theories in great depth and a lot of testing that I've done to validate it, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know of anybody that's studied reverse speech that, you know, that's actually with a mind of actually keeping an open mind and actually studied it that doesn't absolutely know about the validity of reverse speech. The only detractors are those that have never studied it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Yeah, well, the skeptics come along and I say to them, well, how many hours have you spent listening to Taste Backwards? And they say, well, none.
It's one thing to actually read the data, examine the data, and then be potentially skeptical. It's another thing to do what the people in this, they use the circular argument in this Wikipedia article. Well, it's untestable because nobody's ever tested. I mean, it's untestable, so it can't be tested. And this is an absolutely ridiculous circular type argument. The linguists haven't tested it because it's untestable. How the heck do they know that if they've never tried to test it? How do they know it's untestable if they've never tried to even test it? Not only is that article not scientific, it's not very grown up. No, and it looks like really. It was written by a very puerile individual. So anyway, all right, we're out of time. We'll be back.
Okay, see you next week, George. All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.